This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 14th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Last Friday, Muslim Fulani herdsmen in Nigeria, Africa, slaughtered 20 Christians in their sleep, including children, according to International Christian Concern. Police reportedly said the attack was in revenge for a Fulani boy found dead last week, but one of the Christian villagers pointed out that that was in another town. Since October of 2016, Fulani militants have attacked over 20 Christian villages, killed more than 200 Christians, and destroyed hundreds of buildings, including homes and churches. Please pray for these persecuted believers and for repentance among the Fulani Muslims. Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Canada is moving to legalize recreational marijuana sales next July, and Ontario is the first province to declare how they will regulate it, reports Bloomberg. Last Friday, Ontario Finance Minister Charles Souza stated that the Liquor Control Board of Ontario plans to manage 150 government-run marijuana stores by 2020. Online sales are also part of the plan. Last week, the largest Christian disability organization, Christian Blind Mission, or CBM, became the joint winner of the world's biggest scientific prize in the field of vision. The award recognized CBM and the international non-government organization Sightsavers for their pioneering work in treating preventable blindness in the poorest parts of the world, according to Christian Today. Kirsty Smith, chief executive of CBM UK, stated, quote, "We're honored to receive this award, which is testament to the tireless efforts of our experts and partners around the world. Together, we're determined to build a world where nobody is needlessly blind and every person with a disability has the chance to fulfill their God-given potential," unquote. Last year, Christian Blind Mission performed over 400,000 sight-restoring surgeries and helped protect over 8 million people from blinding diseases. Tragically, 8 elderly patients died at a nursing home near Miami, Florida yesterday, due to intense heat after loss of power from Hurricane Irma. Over 100 people were evacuated from the rehabilitation center at Hollywood Hills. Hollywood Police Chief Tom Sanchez said that the sad event was probably linked to the severe heat, but that they would conduct a criminal investigation. The Abortion Care Network, an organization of independent abortion businesses, released a report entitled "Communities Need Clinics," pointing out the, quote, "alarming rate," unquote, at which abortion facilities are closing. In the last 5 years, 30%, or 145 of these independent murder mills, have closed. This does not include hundreds of closed Planned Parenthood facilities. The network admitted the effectiveness of pro-life laws, the blocking of Medicaid funding for abortion, and sidewalk pro-life activism. So far, 8 states have only 1 murder mill left. The Institute for Justice reports the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously supported 3 amendments on Tuesday that would defund a federal forfeiture program recently brought back by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The program allowed state and local law enforcement officers to seize property without filing criminal charges and transfer the property to federal prosecutors for forfeiture. Institute for Justice Attorney Robert Everett Johnson said, quote, "Civil forfeiture is one of the greatest threats to private property rights. But today, hundreds of members of Congress came together and voted to block an alarming expansion of this government power," unquote. Exodus 20, verse 15 applies to government too. "You shall not steal." Student loan debt stands at $1.3 trillion, according to the Department of Education. Based on a new survey from Credible, the personal financial website, 50% of millennials said that they would give up their right to vote in the next 2 presidential elections if they never had to make a loan payment again. Others were willing to move in with their parents, not travel outside the country, or give up texting. 8% of respondents said that they would give up nothing and keep up their debt payments. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, an outspoken advocate for school choice, talked with The Worldview about her thoughts on homeschooling during her visit to Denver yesterday. Stay tuned for my special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, Chick-fil-A is known for not opening its doors on Sunday so that employees can, quote, set aside one day to rest and worship if they choose, unquote. WTVR-TV reports that one restaurant in Virginia opened their doors on Sunday to White Oak Community Church just so they could have a place to worship. The church had recently been told they could no longer use space at the local hotel. One attendant said, quote, I think it's awesome that Chick-fil-A is opening its doors on a Sunday to allow a temporarily displaced church to hold service, unquote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos came to Denver yesterday as part of her Rethink School national tour, visiting Firefly Autism House, during which she highlighted the ways educators are meeting the unique needs of their students.
There have been lots of pilot programs and efforts around personalized learning. I think schools really need to take a very close look at this to keep students engaged, to make them look forward to their learning.
DeVos told KUSA Channel 9 News that, quote, too many teachers feel like their hands are tied when the system tells them when to teach, how to teach, and what to teach, unquote. She thinks teachers should have more freedom to be innovative, saying that's hampered by, quote, defenders of the status quo, unquote. She cited a private school in Austin, Texas, a charter school in Dearborn, Michigan, as well as homeschool co-ops as good examples of schools doing things differently. DeVos's bold advocacy as education secretary for charter schools and creative entrepreneurial educational solutions is in keeping with her 3 decades of volunteer work in the arena. She has been an advocate of the Detroit charter school system and served as the chairwoman of the board of the Alliance for School Choice and the Acton Institute, as well as leading the All Children Matter Political Action Committee. No wonder her government schools-only critics have been so hostile to both her nomination and her confirmation on February 7th in the Senate by a 51-50 vote, where Vice President Mike Pence cast the historic tie-breaking vote. During her Denver visit yesterday, she admitted that, quote, rethinking school means embracing dramatic change, even if it is hard and even if it is scary, unquote. No doubt her last name was already a household name nationally long before President Donald Trump ever nominated her. After all, she is married to Dick DeVos, the former CEO of the multi-level marketing company Amway, and is the daughter-in-law of Amway's billionaire co-founder, Richard DeVos. In 2016, the DeVos family was listed by Forbes as the 88th richest family in America, with an estimated net worth of $5.4 billion. As the Lord has blessed that family, they have been a blessing through the Dick and Betsy DeVos Foundation, donating large amounts to hospitals, health research, arts organizations, Christian schools, evangelical missions, and conservative free market think tanks. The Heritage Foundation and Mars Hill Bible Church were just two of the recipients of the DeVos Foundation money. Of the $100 million the foundation donated between 1999 through 2014, half of it went to Christian organizations. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska said DeVos has, quote, made a career out of standing up to powerful and connected special interests on behalf of poor kids who are too often forgotten by Washington, unquote. Back on July 20th, during her last visit to Denver, DeVos said this.
Choice in education is good politics because it's good policy. It's good policy because it comes from good parents who want better for their children. Families are on the front line of this fight. Let's stand with them.
Denver 7, an ABC affiliate, noted during that July visit that DeVos, quote, got involved in policymaking because she wants students who cannot afford to move to another district or who cannot afford tuition to have the same choice her children did, unquote, who alternately went to private Christian school or were homeschooled. In fact, back on May 22nd, DeVos announced the Trump administration was offering, quote, the most ambitious expansion, unquote, of school choice within American history. That's why the liberal Colorado Teachers Union, which feels threatened by the American notion of competition in the marketplace of education, organized hundreds of protesters to greet DeVos at her hotel and during her appearance at the state capitol. In an exclusive interview with Christian Home Educators of Colorado director Stephen Craig during her Denver visit, The Worldview asked Secretary DeVos about her thoughts on home education.
Well, I think that homeschooling is really an important part of the wide offering of options and opportunities for families to pursue. The move toward it continues to strengthen and grow. I think that's a really great thing. Particularly, I think there's more resources today than when we homeschooled our two daughters for the window of time. So I think it makes it more accessible.
Unlike previous education secretaries who have been blatantly hostile to home education, DeVos shared that the demeaning stereotypes are simply not true.
Some would raise a flag of concern around homeschooling, whether homeschool students have an opportunity for socialization. My experience of homeschool students has been quite the opposite, that they're very social and very engaged and very interactive. The opportunity you have with homeschooling is to educate the whole person. The homeschool students that I've met have been very impressive on multiple levels, starting with their finely developed character.
DeVos recognized both the incredible sacrifice that homeschool parents make, as well as the consequential expansion of the kingdom of God through their children.
To parents, I just, first of all, give them a ton of credit for pursuing this option for their children. It does take a tremendous amount of dedication and commitment. Hand in glove with that, I would encourage them because the work that they're doing to help form their children is going to have lasting and eternal impact.
Plus, in a 2013 interview with Philanthropy Roundtable, DeVos said, quote, to the extent that homeschooling puts parents back in charge of their kids' education, more power to them, unquote. DeVos's Denver visit yesterday is part of a multi-state tour with stops in Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Indiana. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7 declares, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. How refreshing to finally have an education secretary who embraces America's homeschool movement without apology. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.